Thank you for contacting the customer service. My name is T. How can I assist you?
I'm calling to see what this number is related to on my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. If you would, could you tell me your zip code, please?
19034.
Person last name?
Zanin, Zanan. First name, Amy, Aime.
Yes, ma'am. Could you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
Can you tell me what this is for before I give you all my personal information?
Yes, ma'am. So what we are is a third-party call center that services over 700 products. And to know what you are being, to know where the statement, the charge was from, we would need to pull up an account.
I don't have an account. I don't even know what True Success Electronics is.
If you were charged, ma'am, you have an account.
Okay, that's scary to me, and I'd like to know what this charge is for.
Could you verify your address, please, for security purposes?
1284 Tressler Drive, Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, 19034.
All right, hold one moment as I access the account. Yes, ma'am. So it seems that on the 2nd of this month, you made a purchase for the contest entry of a mixer or blender. Is that correct?
No. No, that's not correct.
So do you not remember the authorization of the shipping and handling charge of $7.95, ma'am?
I don't. Nor the June 7th for $56.95. No.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anyone in your household who could have ordered this product without your knowledge?
No.
All right. What I will do for you, ma'am, is I will cancel this account and transfer you to our fire department so that we can begin an investigation and see who used your card without authorization. I just want to make you aware we take credit card fraud very seriously and we'll prosecute anyone who placed this order without knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure you don't recall the authorization of $7.95.
For a blender?
Or a mixer?
A kitchen mixer. No, I don't. I did not make that purchase.
Hold one moment.
This is shady.